Hello?
Hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area.
Who are you with?
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting
Metro.
A survey. Metro. Metro.
Yep, Metro. I heard you. Yep. Hold on. And the topic is schools in the area?
That's correct.
How long does the survey take?
It would take a few minutes. I would say 7 minutes to 10 minutes, depending on how fast we go.
Sure.
Okay. All right. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current school year? One. Thank you. And which of the following best describes the school of your child attends this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, homeschool.
It's a public school.
Okay. All right. And what is your age?
56.
Thank you. And how do you just, let me see here. No. Okay, how would you best describe your race? White, Caucasian, Afro-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern?
Both Latin American and Black.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in the Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children currently attending this year?
11.
Thank you. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the PBS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied, dissatisfied, or are you personally with the Boston public school system? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
So the school, not the district, correct?
That's correct, the school.
A.
Thank you. How about the Boston Public School as a whole, overall? How would you grade Boston's public schools?
C.
Thank you. Thinking about the Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing as Boston's public schools, with the Boston public schools?
B.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston public school system says it is committed to transforming the lives of their children through exemplary teaching in the world-class systems of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment?
Could you repeat that? I think the call broke up a little bit.
Oh, okay, not a problem. As you may know, the Boston public school systems says it is committed to transforming the lives of their children throughout exemplary teaching in the world's class systems of innovative welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston school systems living up to their commitment?
Moderately.
Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
As you may know, the Boston school system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Moderately well.
Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, if you had to say, whose interests do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Now, to pick your top two: parents, teachers, students, the superintendents, PBS system leaders, politicians, the local community.
The top two would be teachers and students.
Thank you. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston School Systems enables you to be with your child's education?
Very.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School Systems, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? And would you say you strongly or somewhat agree or disagree? Now, I'm going to start reading. The communications I receive from the Boston school systems are easily to understand. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
Strongly agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston school system.
Strongly agree.
The Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Agree.
You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
Oh, thank you. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned? Okay.
Yes.
How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school systems? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
As you may know, there are a few students enrolled in the Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools in considerable empty spaces. Many PBS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for PBS, would close some schools, merge to modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for PBS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. Okay, we are, just letting inform you, we are at 58% completed. Okay, we just have a few more questions, and we'll be getting to some statistical questions, and we'll be done.
Great.
Okay, as you may know, the Green New Deal for PBS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements for the Green New Deal for PBS?
BPS, right? Yep.
BPS, I'm sorry. Renovating some schools, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Modernizing some schools.
strongly support.
Merging some schools?
Somewhat support.
Closing some schools?
Strongly support.
Thank you. How would you rate the condition of your child's school? Great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Good condition.
To the best of your knowledge, would your child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools?
No.
How familiar are you with the history of schools integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s?
Somewhat familiar.
As you may know, in 1974, the court ordered required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools and other places around the city. Did you know or anyone in your immediate family, including you and your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
Did you, your parents, or grandparents?
Yes.
Okay. Do any of your children attend the BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
Yes.
Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school systems to address the impact of racism and segregation?
Yes.
Thinking about the ways in Boston public schools, could you work against the long-term impact of racism and segregation? Do you think they would do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
They're doing the right amount.
Okay. Do you feel your child's schools fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds within your child's schools changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now. There has been no change.
There are more now.
Okay, we're at 83%. And the last few questions, these are the last few questions for statistical purposes. Does your child have an individual education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
What are the languages spoken at your home?
English.
Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere?
Yep.
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a master's.
Master's. Thank you. The last year, what was your total family of all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25,000. Less than...
You know what? Tell me the top category.
Okay. 150,000 or more.
Yes. Above that.
Okay. That concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation, ma'am.
Great. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.